The city of Delta's updated official community plan, OCP, moved a step closer to being finalized after council granted preliminary approval to the sweeping new housing rules. On Monday, council, after hearing a staff presentation on the feedback gathered during the recent community consultation, sent the amendments to a public hearing, which will be held on Monday, April 22, at Delta City Hall, beginning at 3 p.m. Prior to the public hearing, the city is hosting two in-person question and answer sessions for community members to drop in and speak with staff. The sessions are scheduled for April 17 at the Ladner Community Center and April 18 at the North Delta Recreation Center, from 6 to 8 p.m. both nights. To be approved this June, the updated OCP is in response to the province's mandated housing target for Delta, which had been identified as one of communities with the greatest need, as well as legislation requiring cities to allow small-scale housing forms on single-family lots. Major elements of the previously approved Delta Housing Action Plan have been incorporated into the OCP, simplifying land use designations, and proposing where growth should be concentrated and what building types should be considered. The community input gathered found that the majority of Ladner and North Delta residents who participated in the surveys were generally in favor of the proposals, while it was the opposite when it came to SAWA Senator. Describing the new OCP as a living document, staff also outlined some key recommendations that were incorporated into the proposed plan based on findings from the engagement process. Those include developing neighborhood servicing plans to address infrastructure needs, a plan for expanding public services and amenities, and recognizing community character. A report notes the plan proposes, generally, up to 6 stories in urban centers with some opportunities for up to 24 stories in SAWA Senator and North Delta, including 32 stories along Scott Road. Rental and non-market housing contributions will be encouraged in all projects over 6 stories and will be expected for projects 18 stories or higher. The highest densities would be along designated transit-oriented areas, including within 400 meters of the Scottsdale Exchange in Surrey. Staff noted details, such as setbacks and heights, still must be worked out as part of the zoning changes, adding that the community can still provide feedback on future developments. Mayor George Harvey said he will wait until after the public hearing before conveying his opinions on the amendments. In a city news release Tuesday, Harvey thanked staff for their effort and the community's participation, adding, "We're looking forward to the public hearing process to understand if the resulting recommendations for managing growth address the concerns of the community and balance the need to add housing with our shared interest in responsible development."